The Tigers are playing tonight. I never miss a game.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight.
Give me all you got! Give me all you got!
You know, I don't know how to do laundry, Stuart. I've been needing laundry lessons.
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Comic-Con, a geek podcast for the rest of us. A geek podcast for the rest of us.
Comic-Con. Is this movie a horror movie?
To me, yes.
Because he rapes that woman, right?
You knew he was going to rape her by the way he ran up on her.
Is it almost like The Invisible Man?
It was actually based off of The Invisible Man.
But I mean, The Invisible Man we would get later.
If he was a psychopath, yes.
Because the other guy was, if you think about it, I forgot what year that came out, 2019?
Mm-hmm.
That Invisible Man was also crazy, egotistical, misogynist. I don't know if he raped anybody, but he definitely held some women down.
It's very voyeurism driven.
How can you not be a voyeurist, right?
That's really not my thing. But...
No, I'm saying if you're invisible. I mean,
I ain't no peeping Tom like Marty McFly's dad.
Yeah, but, I think that's not really ever really been my thing either. Although the idea of being invisible, my mind tends to go there.
It's one of your first thoughts. Me, I'm robbing somebody. I'm getting rich.
But see, that's funny because that's where like Family Guy goes. Family Guy went with robbing. Rick and Morty went with spying on girls in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, it's interesting that they didn't at least start there like, hey, yeah, he's going to do some criminal shit. And then we find out that he's really just this guy. So maybe it's kind of like alcohol for some people, right? It just brings out whoever that person really is deep down.
Okay.
So the invisibility cloak might make some people, you think anybody could take this serum and maybe like if Steve Rogers took the invisibility serum, you think he would have been voyeuristic or would he have been straight up like saving lives?
He'd be saving lives.
He could do this all day.
Because he doesn't want the credit.
He doesn't like bullies no matter where they're from.
Yeah. So he could take down an entire country in a night.
And he wouldn't like the credit. He wouldn't want a medal. He wouldn't want the red carpet.
Yeah. So Steve Rogers, yes.
You see how the energy of the show just went through the roof once we brought Marvel into it?
It happens every time. Because we're like, oh, I get it.
I got that reference. I actually got that reference.
Like, give me my $10.
Give me my $10 and my titty twister.
So rapey. This was a horror movie. And, you know, then, of course, he gets back to the lab, goes completely fucking nuts.
Let's talk about it. He murders everybody. He murders a dog.
The kid, yeah. Why'd he have to do that to the dog? The dog ain't do shit to him.
I did like the cinematography where it would flash back and forth between, like, the predator vision and the real vision,
shoot,
you know?
Shoot.
That always works, you know? And I didn't mind watching the CGI shit now. It looks kind of cheesy, but... It looks pretty good for something that came out back in 2000.
So I looked up like the visual effects. So they green screened when he was in the lab.
Right.
He had a green outfit on in the lab. When there was smoke, he had a blue outfit on.
Right.
And then when he was in the water, he had a black outfit.
So he was power ranging it up.
He was basically a Power Ranger.
He was a Power Ranger.
That's how they did all those different sequences. Like when he drowned Homeboy, he was in a black suit in the water. So then they could get that out.
I don't remember that actor's name, but he's a great character actor. If you Google him, Google this movie, go to IMDb, look up who played that former college professor of his who's also somehow working with DOD. The guy he drowned
like
in the
cop
pool.
Or... Yeah, great actor.
But so swarmy. I love it when he's like, your genius has always impressed me. Thank you, sir. Don't thank me yet. And he goes into this whole thing about how he sucks. He's got a pipe, okay? If you smoke a pipe, you're not going to make it that long.
He's one of the people where, like, it doesn't matter how intimidating you are, he's going to sit in his chair, cross his legs, and light his pipe and talk to you.
You know he's going to get throat checked or tossed in a pool and drowned, you know?
Oh, he gone.
He gone. However, if it was Lawrence Fishburne himself from Higher Learning smoking that pipe, he would have been just fine.
Well, one, he wouldn't have had a pool.
Nah, so. Hell no.
Couldn't drown me. Can't drown me if I ain't got no pool.
No pool. What is learn? What is learning? What is high? What is higher? What is higher learning? Okay, I'm done with my Higher Learning shout out.
C dot run.
I almost forgot about the goddamn pool scene. Was the murder before, and the murder was after the rape, right? Because
was his first murder.
Right. That's after he thought they were going to shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he murdered Kim Dickens, you know.
She got it. Chubby white dude got it.
How did he get it again? From the steam in the pipe?
He was hanging from the pipe and like lifted him up and like broke his neck or some shit.
It's crazy too, because he liked that guy. That guy really liked him too.
Yeah. Like that he was didn't have no beef with him.
So that goes back to my theory. Does the serum just make you like hardcore psycho killer Norman Bates?
No, I don't think so.
They should have addressed that. They should have been like, yeah, it adds some level of like aggression in the primates or something.
I don't think there was aggression in the serum. I think it was his own ego. He didn't want to get shut down. So he's like, I'll kill all of you motherfuckers.
But look, to become a scientist, at some point you have to like read books. You have to go to school. You have to do a lot of work, research. I mean, he was eating Twinkies, trying to crack the reversion code when the movie opens, for Christ's sake. He was working hard at work on that IBM Apple.
The old school joint.
He was playing Oregon Trail. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He died from dysentery.
Right.
So it set him off.
I mean, you're just going to decide out of the blue to murder a dude after you rape a woman? God damn.
At that point, after the rape, it's all downhill from there.
I guess it is.
Like, you really can't get no worse.
I guess it was hard for me to understand how he'd go straight to rape and then killing. But you're right. If he had just killed somebody, we'd be like, oh, damn, he killed a guy.
Yeah. But then you'd be like, motherfucker, you raped her?
I know.
Come on, man.
And yet the titty thing that I just.
It was hot.
It was kind of hot.
There's levels to this shit.
There are levels. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Because I feel like, you know, I'm saying all this on a fucking podcast that's recording that essentially anybody could just play back and incriminate
me. There's levels to it.
You know? But a titty like being popped out, pulled out rather. First of all, love titties when they just pop out. Love that.
Because all of us were like, ooh, a titty.
And it's the one, right? Like if both of them were there, like Sybil Danning did it in Howling 2, and I've talked about this movie ad nauseum in the last couple of weeks, but she, right before she turns into a werewolf, she pulls her own titty out. That's hot. It's just the one titty.
Like Chappelle said, he was like, that's a titty.
That's a titty. Like when Chappelle's in that car, and they're doing one of those takes, and like she's dancing, and the titty pops out, and we see his face looking. That's a titty.
That's a titty. Okay.
You know?
You know, no harm, no foul until he snapped it.
And then he snaps it. That's the foul, right?
I think the reason why it was hot and you saw it as hot, because you didn't see his hands doing it.
Right. It's like, it's as if it came out by itself.
Correct.
Which makes it hot.
Like, just like, I mean, like, if that scene would have happened in Ghostbusters, nobody would have batted an eye.
That ghost was undoing Ray's pants and it was hot. And if we had seen the hands, it would have been hot too. I'm sorry. Even if they were bony, ghouly hands, you know?
That would have actually been kind of hot.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
What if he was Xavier and he was using his mental prowess to undo the buttons?
Clink, 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 clink.
Might still be kind of hot. I don't know. Whew. But then again, he goes right back to the rape and the murder. And that's where you have to disavow yourself of Sebastian, Dr. Sebastian Cole, or whatever the fuck his last name was.
Yeah.
Like, and his horrible taste in music.
Terrible music.
Terrible suits.
Terrible suits. I mean, everything. Like, I mean, we already touched on the fashion. It's awful.
Is there anybody else that's terrible in this movie? I guess everybody else is pretty... They're all kind of dumb though, right? For going along with everything. They're all kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Like even the black chick, the token black chick in the movie that's on the staff, that's on the, she's like,
she got smoked out, right?
Yeah. And she was like, it's all kind of creepy if you ask me. It's just now getting creepy.
No, now? You're trying to make people invisible, but scientists don't think that way.
No, but I mean, come on. It's just now getting creepy. You saw what they did to that goddamn ape. And that poor grape ape, you know?
Yeah, Gorilla Grodd. I get it.
You saw they tried to make Gorilla Grodd invisible. And they took away his telepathy.
Yeah, I get it. Oh. Yeah, no, I understand why he wants to destroy humanity.
They took him out of Gorilla City, you know?
They made me invisible.
They made him invisible.
But then they made me uninvisible.
Then they took Isabel, his girlfriend, out of the cage. They tried to make her invisible.
Exactly. Cats be cosigning.
Let me ask you a question. Does this serum grant him superhuman powers? Because they can't seem to kill this motherfucker even when they douse him in flames.
He's faster. He's stronger. He is more impervious to pain. So you're right. They should have touched on that.
I mean, it's all good with what they do throughout the movie in terms of like, oh, okay, we can't do this, so we got to do this, or this reversion isn't working, so we got to like do it this way, or we got to fix this. Okay, fine. And you can suspend your disbelief. I'm not saying it has to be like scientifically sound throughout the movie. It's, yeah, I get it.
It's a, like, movie.
I didn't understand when they were like, quantum levels are going. I was like, quantum? What the fuck? Yeah. Is he... No. But for God's sake, she douses him in flames and then he still manages to climb up a goddamn elevator shaft.
Yeah. Pretty quick.
Like goddamn quick. Like he was like a goddamn T-800 in that motherfucker.
Yeah. It did have to add some extra abilities. It would require a rewatch. I don't know. But if it was there, I missed it.
I think they just wanted to have him be over the top and be like, they couldn't just kill him by knocking him over the head.
Yeah.
With a fire hydrant. You know what I mean? I mean, she had to light his ass on fire and he's still fucking, I guess they wanted him to look cute. They wanted him to look real ghouly too.
Yeah. And like melty and all this other stuff, because I mean, it's one of those things too, where like, if people ask you, you know, if you are like, I want the power of flight. You're like, okay, that's cool and all, but you need other powers to go with flight.
Right.
Because your body would rip apart if you're flying at supersonic speeds and you can only fly. You got to be invulnerable. You know, just bugs smacking you in the face while you're flying.
Right.
God forbid you hit a goose.
God forbid you're flying and you go right into a goddamn. You're right. Even a bird would fuck you up.
Yeah. You know? Need extra powers to fly.
If you're going Mach 10 without a helmet on, your eyes would fucking get pulled out. You know what I'm saying? God damn, you're right. So they have to add that. You can't do superhuman shit without superhuman powers.
Yeah, period.
This movie spawned a sequel starring Christian Slater. I never saw it.
Oh,
it went right to DVD, I think.
I think that might have been one of his last... His last hurrahs.
Does this feel like a Paul Verhoeven movie? Because I mean, it's got a quirkiness like RoboCop. It's got that sci-fi element like RoboCop.
Like Total Recall.
Like Total Recall.
It does have that feel to it.
I like how he wanted to take it. So I guess Showgirls, after doing Showgirls, he was ridiculed in the Hollywood community and the movie flopped and people said his NC-17 flick was just too risque for Hollywood, and he wanted to tone down the sex and the risque shit. So he does this movie where this
it's
guy
not consensual.
It's not exactly.
It's not sex. It's rape. It's a difference.
Right. God damn these German directors, you know. And I fucking love Paul Verhoeven. You know, I loved RoboCop. I love Total Recall. I love Starship Troopers. There, I said it.
Yep.
This one was not on the list, and yet I watched it. I think I didn't even realize it at the time that it was the same director.
Yeah.
And watching it now, I'm like, oh yeah, it definitely has that Verhoeven feel.
Has that feel, yeah.
You know?
Because I watched it behind the scenes today. Like, I tried to do some research. And Kevin Bacon was like, it's easy to play a psychopath when your director is a psychopath.
He called him a psychopath?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Was there beef on the set? Was there drama?
No. Like, he was just like, he's crazy dedicated to this project.
Mm.
And it has to be his way. And he has a vision. So he's like, he's a psychopath when it comes to, you know, if you're not hitting it how he wants to, you got to do that.
Mm. It's interesting because this was nominated for an Oscar for its visual effects, but it lost out to Gladiator. Can you imagine if this movie had won an Oscar? Like, this fucking...
Like, and the Academy Award goes to Hollow Man.
Hollow Man.
Yeah, everybody check it out. This right.
I wonder why they went hollow instead of just invisible. Like, did they not have the rights to the Invisible Man because of Universal, maybe?
Probably.
So they just called it Hollow Man. This movie would spawn two sequels. It has the Christian Slater one, and I think it has another one after that, which is funny because the same thing happened with RoboCop and Starship Troopers. Both of those movies also spawned direct-to-DVD sequels. So they both... What I'm trying to get at is this movie did, I think, $190 million opening weekend. Maybe not even opening weekend, but that's a lot for back then. But I think that was its total gross, which was a lot for 2000. Like, so, it only had a 90, I think it had like a $90 million budget, but it grossed like 190 or 200.
It came out. So my random theory, this is all me. Don't forget where you heard it first, kids.
Comic-Con's exclusive.
Exclusive. Is someone found the formula, perfected it, and Vought bought it, and that's how we got Translucent.
Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. Bro, that Translucent was straight up Hollow Man tech.
Bruh.
Like, it was the same type of shit. Like, you know when they were, like, giving him the injection, you could, like, see shit in the veins? It was the same kind of shit.
And he acted the same way.
He sure did. He was
the
fucking
voyeurism.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. See.
You know what I always used to, you know what? Now I'm thinking back when we would have these conversations about, like, hey, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? And I think I said invisibility a couple times. And now I'm wondering. I'm wondering if, like, subconsciously, like that titty flop scene,
that planted the flag right there. You're like, yep.
But what if, like, what if I only did it, like, to people that deserved it? Like the way Dexter, the serial killer with the moral compass, murdered bad people. What if I took out that horrible dark passenger? You know, because everybody has a dark passenger. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
And let's say the dark passenger's talking to me like, you want to spy on some titties, don't you? You invisible. Maybe you could find out where Selma Hayek lives. You could see all those titties and all the glory. You could just walk in her house and you could watch her taking a shit and the titties are flopping. She had.
Yeah, but what if, like, that shit is righteous and you like.
But what if that's like,
you
just
can still smell.
Right. But what if that's the right amount of coding for the fantasy to make it push it through the ether? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, oh, it's authentic because she had the fajitas texanas and they coming out of her. The peppers. The peppers, they stewing. The titty flop. Got a little caca splashing on the titties. Oh, shit.
See, but the thing is, you'd be like, okay, yeah, I don't find her sexy no more after this. I got to go.
But that's just it. What if I only did it to, like, bad people? Like, all right, who's a bad, like, Taylor Marjorie Greene or whatever the fuck that horrible fucking.
Oh yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. I just find her and I just pull a titty out. Does she even have the kind of titties that would warrant a massage? I don't know.
I mean, it's only one way to find out.
You know, I wouldn't do it to I wouldn't do it to AOC because we love her. You know, just maybe the bad people. Maybe I should stop dropping real names. Maybe I should do, like, fictional characters instead.
Yeah.
Maleficent. She's an evil witch, for Christ's sake. Surely she deserves a titty getting pulled out and massaged.
Yeah. If that's what we're doing and right. We're going after bad guys, I'm going for the Baroness.
Of course.
She is so evil.
Right. She's a terrorist, for Christ's sake. She works for Cobra Command.
Yeah. This is for America.
Yeah, I might take out that whole bit of real people.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Let's do another just fiction. So let's just say I find the evil queen from Snow White. I mean, for Christ's sake, she poisoned this poor girl. Surely the evil queen needs a titty pulled out. But the question is, which titty am I pulling out? Am I pulling out granny witch titty? Snaggletooth titty? Or am I pulling out the... Because when she was in the mirror, you know, who's the fairest of them all? She was pretty goddamn fair.
Yeah, she was hot.
I always thought she was hotter than Snow White. I never understood why everybody was so pressed on Snow White.
See, I don't know. Because of the name.
That evil queen, man.
I'll tell you what, for me...
Oh.
It'd be a slow Tuesday. I'm going to go hit up Ursula.
Oh, shit. That's a lot of titty to pull out.
Big old titty.
Oh, man. How
it's
about...
Okay. It's better in the water because it floats, so...
I think... What about Cruella de Vil? Because I feel like she had long, skinny titties.
Nah. She got... They look like upside-down traffic cones.
Now, if we're talking Emma Stone, Cruella de Vil titty.
Oh, then, yeah. Oh, okay. See, you had to specify.
I had to specify before I could crucify, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I thought you was talking like OG.
Oh, geez. Let's keep going, OGs. This is funny. How about Evo Lynn from He-Man? You know she a bad bitty. She getting the titties out, right? I said plural. That's right. those yellow titties.
I'm going giganta.
But they're so huge. You pull one out, you're going to need a whole construction crew.
All right, I got to type.
You got to give everybody, in the invisible injection. Hey,
like, boys, we ride tonight.
She's sleeping. And five crews got like ladders and a cherry picker. Boop, boop, boop. Come on, get us a ride. Get us a ride.
Fuck off.
But you got to be discreet too. So you probably couldn't use construction guys. You'd have to get like Navy SEALs in there to fucking undo the shit.
They're just like...
Didn't she wear like a Flintstone type thing? Like Giganta?
She was Savage Land.
She was Savage Lands, right? So it's not like you had a lot to like undo there.
Yeah. It was for women, is it still a loincloth?
I think it's a loincloth.
It's a loincloth is like a universal name.
I think it's okay. Unisex and universal, all the same.
Okay.
All the same, he says.
Giganta's getting it.
Mm-hmm. It's not as creepy that we're talking about fictional characters and molesting their tits, unbeknownst to them.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. Email us at comiccons podcast@gmail.com if you have a fictional villainess that you wouldn't mind usurping a titty.
Just pretend that you're Peacemaker.
Right.
And you're here for peace, and it doesn't matter how many men, women, and children you need to kill to get it.
Or cocks, you have to like suck or eat.
A beach full.
He didn't say suck, he said eat.
Yeah, he will eat a beach full of cocks.
A beach full of dick.
A beach full of dicks for peace.
So I just want the listeners to know that I would molest a beach full of animated comic book or cartoon villainous titties. See, I'm not even going after the good people, okay? Just the people that had it coming, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like the Frank Castle of titty molestation, you know what I mean?
You'd be like, yeah, I grabbed the titty, but it ain't like the motherfucker ain't have it coming anyway.
Oh, hey, this show is getting canceled the fuck down, dude.
And if you like that one.
Woo! Right. But I mean, how could we not go there? You can't, because look, all jokes aside, this poor fucking scientist goes to her colleagues the next day and tells them what happened. Mind you, we already have technology that turns people invisible. Check. We already have the main character, Sebastian, son of a bitch, Cole, turned invisible and he's in the lab. Check. He's in the room being monitored. Check. They know he can come and go as he pleases, pretty much. He's just there basically out of his own volition. Check. So she goes to them and tells them what happened. Brolin goes, what do you want to do? Elizabeth Shue's like, I don't know. You're a woman.
Like,
this other woman's confiding in you and the colleagues like, hey, I'm pretty sure this happened last night and he wasn't in the bed when I checked. When I turned around, he just slid in the bed and put his, he couldn't have looked, even invisible with, like in thermal vision, he looks so smug and guilty.
He's like,
he just was like, I'm the date rapist of America, ladies and gentlemen.
He needed a handlebar mustache. He'd be like,
he might as well. He might as well have been tweezing.
Twisting the mustache while he's grabbing the titty.
Right. She might have as well have been on the train tracks.
Bro. You know? With the titty out.
Oh, dude. And maybe it's also because I like love Kim Dickens as an actress. Like I really do. Like she showed up in
Gone Girl.
She was in I wanna say she was in Deadwood for a little bit too. She was good.
I love that show.
Not even a little bit. She was in Deadwood a lot, I think. Yeah, she was in
Was she in the chick in what's that Jason Momoa? Frontier?
I don't know. I never saw that. I just know she was in Deadwood. She's been in a bunch of shit for HBO. Like, that's how I came to know her shit. And so I love her, you know? And it's, and her and Elizabeth Shue, they should have been like, their characters, at least, as women working in on the same research team, they should have been like, at least like, collegiate enough to be like, maybe collegiate's not the right way, familiar enough with each other to be like, hey, look, we're two women on this team, like respecting each other. You came to me with this allegation. I guess this is pre hashtag me too, though.
See, and it wasn't a gorilla.
It wasn't a gorilla.
Somebody did it and it wasn't the gorilla.
You know something? I think they were all a little tired of her being so uppity with the animals' rights.
That was a hot point back then. People are like, shut the hell up.
Because if you think about it, they're like, listen, I don't know if you read the fine print, but we're injecting these animals with this crazy shit. We don't know what it does to make them invisible. So we just need you here to tell us how to fix them if they start going into cardiac arrest.
You need to give me vitals. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? The only CD she had in her car at the time was Sarah McLachlan.
Sarah McLachlan. In the arms of the angel. Yeah. Hi, my name's Sarah McLachlan. I'm gonna make you all feel like shit for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, so, but for only 30 cents a day.
For only 30 goddamn cents a day.
I'm like, bitch, you rich. You pay for this shit. I'm broke.
And speaking of rich and broke and paying for it, let's rate this fucking gem of a flick. Unless you want to throw out a favorite scene first. You already know mine, so.
Yeah, I know yours. Nah, I did like I liked the drowning part. That joint was good.
You like that drowning, huh? When he crawled out of that pool and you saw him dripping?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. That was the original drip. That was cool. I do want to give a quick shout out to Elizabeth Shue because I liked how this movie made her the heroine. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like your stereotypical like Josh Brolin coming in to save her because he was kind of like his character was kind of benign. He was just the guy she was fucking
there. Yeah.
So I liked how it made her the lead. And he even says like, let me try to save you now, you know, because she was basically saving him.
Yeah.
And then it cuts like when it ends, like they're getting pulled into the ambulance and the movie just fucking ends.
Done. And scene.
Like there probably could have been a bit more of a smoother,
They could have tied it up a little bit better.
Something, you know, like they could have had like some like government guy show up and like steal the serum and be like, we're going to use this after all. Or I don't
big vault truck shows up.
Right. or fucking Kevin Bacon's hand just comes out of the fucking wreckage.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just shaking a fist.
Right. Just, and then the middle finger comes up.
I'll be back. Exactly.
We can't get Kevin Bacon. Who can we get? Christian Slater? Sure.
Yeah. He's like, hold on. Let me check my schedule. Yeah, I'll do it. You want the script first? Nah, I'm good.
No, I'm good. It's going straight to DVD. Doesn't matter. Nobody's calling me to do Hard Rain 2 anytime soon, so I guess I better show up.
I'm going to guess you're flying me out, coach.
Flying you out first class along with Keanu Reeves for Chain Reaction because this is before we do Matrix. Actually, no, it wouldn't have been. Matrix was before this.
Yeah, Matrix was, what, 299?
99. So yeah, Keanu was jumping off.
Oh, he was A-list like a bitch after that.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon got A-list too, I guess, right? Is Kevin Bacon A-list?
He's always been A-list.
Yeah.
I think since Footloose, he's been A-list. In the way that, like, Bo Jackson is one of everyone's favorite football players, but he only played for a couple of years. Like, he's just, it's the legend of Bo Jackson.
I appreciate you doing a football analogy on this podcast every now and then to keep us that much legitimize our base with a football watching crowd. Because there are a few people out there that probably do watch sports and listen to this podcast.
Not many, but I got y'all.
I got y'all. He's here for you, folks, and I'm here to be queer. We have 7 beautiful ratings. Count them, 7 beautiful ratings on this show. And you're probably going to notice. Now, hold on a second. I thought you have 6 beautiful ratings, and you're going to find out why there's 7. Okay. At the top of the heap, we have.
I already know what's coming. Go ahead.
We have Call Out of Work Good, followed by Movie Theater Good. Okay. Then we have Home Video Good. Then we have Catch It on Cable Good. Then we have Sick with the Flu Good. And last but not least, or almost last but not least, we have Solitary Confinement Good. But then at the very bottoms, we have Get Your Titty Molested Good. Okay.
I thought it was going to be Adult Theater Good.
Is this movie
Pee Wee Herman good?
Is this movie Expose Yourself Good, or is it Get Your Titty Molested Good? I mean, is it so good that you could envision a future where your titty just gets pulled out unbeknownst to you while you're sleeping, and then your titty's just hanky hanky? I don't know.
I'm gonna have to go with the home video for myself. Because, I mean, you got more titty out of Species.
You did.
But it wasn't.
But is it about the titties, or is it about the titty getting pulled out?
It's the pull out invisible. It's the invisible titty pull out.
Is that invisible titty pull out?
I'm still going home video because it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough.
They could have gave me more.
I got to say, it's solitary confinement for me, brother. I am. Don't know if I could stop for this on Catch It on Cable. I don't know if I would ever think of calling out for work for this motherfucker.
I will let you know that they would not show this
in solitary confinement.
This would not be on the list of movies that are played.
Oh shit, dude. Because they don't want to encourage any aggro fucking behavior. I should not be laughing. That's horrible. We have a prison audience too. I'm not laughing at your pain or your angst, yeah. Kids.
Just saying, it's that's a no-fly zone.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Okay. So yeah, it's somewhere in between Catch It on Cable and Solitary Confinement, and for me, you know what I'm saying. But maybe Sick with the Flu is more appropriate. You know, You're laid out on the couch and it's just on. Because it is remarkably bad in a fun way. Like, this is the kind of movie you could watch with a bunch of friends and have a good time. Because it's just
cheesy.
Fucking cheesy.
And like, the controller's over there, but you don't feel like reaching to get it.
Hell no.
So you just deal with some commercials because you don't care. You're blacking out in and out. Like, you're in and out the whole movie anyway.
You're in and out. You're off and on. Your titty's in, then it's out. Then it's fucking out again. I don't know.
Yeah, how dope would it be, though, if you're like, sick with the flu, watching the movie, you're in and out, and then you wake up and your titties out.
You wake up and your titties out.
How did my titty get here?
Bro, what if the movie was reversed, right? What if the roles were reversed, right? Let's say James Schuler is just fucking sitting in the control room, right? Okay?
Minding my business.
Giganta is laying in the goddamn, you know, lab room. Being monitored, but you fall asleep. You're supposed to monitor, but you didn't listen. You're falling asleep. You're dead asleep, dead ass tired. It's been a long ass day. And all of a sudden, we the audience, see your pants get unzipped.
Race danced.
Your flaccid penis gets pulled out of your pants.
I get race danced.
And gets sucked just for a little bit. And then she bites that shit. And that's when you wake up.
No, well, I mean, immediate thing is a swing.
Right.
Like, she would get hit.
Something would have gotten hit.
Because I've been like, it's an automatic thing.
But I say all that to say this. It would have been just as arousing, okay? Because I want our female listeners to know also that regardless of body part getting pulled out, unbeknownst to the person, male or female, why be biased?
A physical reaction is a physical reaction. You can't really control it.
I think because you can't see the hands, like you said. It just comes out.
It's literally just like a walking glory hole.
I'm not going to let this go. I just can't stop talking about it.
So now, do you classify this as a horror movie?
I really don't. I mean, there's a whole other subgenre of horror for stuff like this, you know? Even though I know if this movie was somehow... Because, you know, the Invisible Man, he's part of the Universal Monsters, right? So, like, monsters are monsters. Monsters are anything that we humans don't really know how to categorize because it, like... I mean, mutants could be considered monsters if we didn't know what they were, you know?
Correct, correct.
You know what I'm saying? The Fantastic Four, I mean, Thing could be categorized as a monster, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he gets called it a lot.
All the time, you know what I'm saying? And so I think there's like a subgenre of like suspense, sci-fi. It's a little bit of sci-fi, it's a little bit of suspense thriller, and it has those horror elements. I mean, he definitely does get doused in blood at one point before he goes full ghoulie on her. And it's got enough gore and blood spatter to be categorized in that sense, too. So, I mean, yeah, I guess it is. It's like suspense, horror, thriller, sci-fi.
So where do you put this with, like, the big three? Your, you know, Halloween, Friday 13th, and what, Nightmare? Yeah.
Honestly.
Like in the scary movie, or you see them completely different.
I just think it's completely off the beaten path. Cause even Jason and Halloween, like I know Freddy, Jason, Mike Myers. I know those are like tried and true Halloween classics, but I don't really watch those every fucking Halloween, you know?
They're not scary.
I mean, I like to watch creature shit more, you know? Like I like to watch some of the old Dracula and Frankenstein movies. I like to watch Monster Squad, that fucking 1987 classic. I like the Wolfman. I like vampires and werewolves.
Yeah.
And
like not
ghosts,
a dude
and
with a
goblins.
Not a dude with a knife.
Not a dude with a knife. Yeah. You know, I don't
like
know.
Because I know like I know too many people and they're obsessed with Michael Myers and Jason. And I'm just like, he showed up in my neighborhood. He'd have got clapped real fast. Shot the fuck up. The only horror movie person who had the balls to show up in the hood was Leprechaun.
Bro. Because he said one thing and one thing only, and it will never be more true. He says, "A friend of weed is the best indeed, but a friend of gold is the best, I'm told."
See, for me, a horror movie is like Day After Tomorrow, Twister, any kind of like natural, like shit that could actually happen, I'm worried about.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. Guy with a knife, fuck you, I'm going to blast his ass.
Bruh, 2012 is terrifying.
Yeah, it starts snowing outside. I'm like, ugh.
Day After Tomorrow, man.
Bro, that's terrifying. It's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
If you don't have Dennis Quaid as a dad, then you should out of luck.
Yeah. See, that is a horror movie to me. I'm like, yo, that shit could happen.
I mean, there is a certain element, right? Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that first one. The idea of being stranded at a house in the middle of fucking nowhere, and then you happen upon this house, and these people take you in, and they're weird and a little eccentric and crazy, and then a guy shows up with a fucking chainsaw and murders everybody. And you find out, oh my God, they're eating people. Like, oh, I mean, the idea, especially for that movie being made when it was made in the 70s and coming out, like, it's fucking horrifying. Like, it's the reason why when you're driving out in the middle of the woods, right? Let's say it's you and your girl. And you're just going like a cabin in the woods, right? Or like going to the Poconos or some shit. But it's nighttime and you're surrounded by nothing but wilderness. Being in the wilderness at dark, that's fucking scary.
It's an eerie feeling.
I mean, And it's not even so eerie as like, you're not even worried about getting eaten by a bear. You're worried you're going to fucking, you're worried about some hills have eyes type shit.
I don't want to break down.
No. Because again, white people.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Dude, like one time I was driving to PA and it was during the daytime and my dumb ass decided to be cheap. It was like, I'm not paying for the PA turnpike. So I'm up in these hills in West Virginia and you had to drive over the mountain and I lost GPS signal. Bruh, I've never been more scared in my life. I was like, don't break down, just keep going. Hopefully I'll find the highway. I did end up finding it, but I was terrified.
Let me ask you this, because I always do this. I always end up speeding when I'm in situations like that because I'm just trying to get to the destination. So I'm flying.
I do not.
Oh, you don't? Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Mm-mm. Nope. 10 and 2. Windows up, even if the AC ain't working.
I'm not laughing. Not be laughing.
It's situational.
You slap that Trump sticker on the back of your car, don't you? When you
and the got a magnet. I got a magnet for that.
Put the Trump and law enforcement stickers on the back.
Blue line, motherfucker.
Oh God, it's so awful. Yeah, that's the true horror right there.
That's survival. Yeah,
yeah, that's.
But yeah, so. Like yeah, motherfuckers with knives and shit, and like Freddy Krueger coming in my dreams. I'm like, you don't want no parts of this.
I know Freddy Krueger would not survive one day in my dreams.
Yeah, and he'd be like, so. Have you ever thought about therapy?
No, he'd show up. He'd show up. He'd show up. He'd show up, and I'd have an army of fucking T-800s. I'd be like, oh, hold on 1 second. Just open this door over here. And I'd have like 70 T-800s and Predators just rip them to shreds.
No, because that's where you would take your hands and raise them up, and they would all come out the ground.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you're like.
Well, you can't fuck, you can't fuck with this nerd's fucking dreams.
Nerd dreams are the scariest dreams ever because we are prepared for everything.
Right. I might even just have a giant fucking titty just get pulled out of a giant dress and just land on his ass.
Squash.
Titty flop.
He's like, he go back to the superhero waiting room and they all at the water cooler. He's like, so I got killed by a titty last night.
A giant titty with a giant areola just fucking, just wow.
Got squashed by a titty.
And a sausage nip is just raging like a fucking boo.
But it was a diamond nip, so it.
Oh shit! Not only was it a diamond nip, but Diamond Jackson herself came out of nowhere with both her titties flopping it.
He's like, "Look, stay away from them nerds, man. They're not fun.
They're not fun. We got Robocops. We got diamond titties."
He's like, "Actually, I think I need therapy right now."
Right. I need therapy from raping people's dreams.
He's like, you know what? I put in my 2 weeks.
I put them in. I quit.
Never again.
So we hope all you creatures out there in podcast land are enjoying our.
It's cool to be weird, y'all.
You know, it's cool to be weird. Yeah, it's cool to be weird. And we really do hope that you're staying spooky with the rest of us this Halloween season. You know, as we get closer and closer to the big day, you know. You're not a Halloween guy. I love Halloween.
I hate Halloween.
I thought you would love Halloween of all things, like get dressing up and put on costumes and roll.
I dress down.
Oh, because you dress up all the time.
I'm just saying, why am I gonna put on all these clothes when they're coming off? I'm just gonna show up naked.
It's so hard when you have the lifestyle of Court of Owls or Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
And people are always getting freaky deaky with masks on. So when Halloween comes, you're probably tired of masks.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, let's get to the shit.
Let's get to the shit. See, I like that foreplay. I like that costume exchange.
I ain't got time. I'm here to put numbers up, boy.
I'm here to fucking watch the costume go on and watch it go off.
No, that's half the night.
That would probably be my voyeuristic thrill. I'd be like, listen, I just want to watch you put on the cosplay. And then I'll watch you take it off.
And then you just stand up and leave the room.
And then I just and then I go home. Yeah. And I go. What happened? I just want to watch you change. And then I'll watch you undress. And then I'll watch you dress again.
You leave $10 in an Andy's Mint on the dresser on the way out.
$10 in an Andy's Mint. And I'm gone before the light of breaking day.
They gonna buy new locks that next day. They be like, that motherfucker was weird.
My name is Emile Ducard, but I work for a man named Ra's al Ghul. I just want to watch you dress. I'll leave an Andes mint on the pillow. Where are you getting these Andes mints?
When's the last time you bought a pack of Andes mints?
I was going to get the other ones, but they were the finger kind, the ones you see at the Chinese restaurants, and I cringed, so I grabbed an Andes mint instead, in lieu of the finger mints.
I actually had dinner at the Olive Garden.
I did. I had the best. I had the breadsticks and the salad, and I went home. Because that's the only thing you can get at Olive Garden that's any good anymore are the breadsticks and the salad. They got good salad. Yeah, toss salad. Anyway, yeah, Hollow Man. You should go watch it.
It's a fun watch.
It's a fun watch. Kids, it's on the max.
No squeamish. Like, if you're not squeamish, or, like, do a little fast forwardsies, but it's a good time.
Look, you can do a 20-second skipsies on the titty flopskis if it makes you a little, you know, nauseouskies or make you a little, you know, uneasies, you know?
Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
No big deal. No big deal.
Yeah. If you like the bacons, it's worth adding to your bacon collection. That's all I got to say. Oh, and Paul Verhoeven. So there's that. You know?
RoboCop.
Hey, thanks for doing this with me, sir.
Man, this was a good time. A little tech issues, but we figured it out.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties. Hopefully next time we do this, we'll be in the booth and not in the closet full with shoes.
Damn shoes, man.
Some of them are heels. The question is, are they mine? Right. I'd like to watch you put the heels on and take them off. I'll leave an Andes mint on the counter, and you can just slide it. Listen, folks, whatever we said on this show, whether it was talking about Andes mints, distribution, dissemination, or litigation, remember, at the end of the day, don't take it seriously. It's just a titty flopping. It's just a dress undoing. It's just fiction. Thanks for listening. Don't cancel us.